Hey, my name is Jack and I appreciate you for visiting the Police and Troopers Support website. Our men and women in blue are under intense scrutiny and criticism. A lack of resources to adequately fund the basic needs of police agencies and implement needed reforms, with some agencies facing cuts now and others facing potential future cuts driven by both calls to defund police and municipal budgets devastated by COVID-19. Training and technology both cost money and either become more difficult for police agencies to manage with declining budgets.
This is Julie. What we hear on the streets is that the overwhelming majority of leaders and officers say, "Show us where we can do better," and we're all for that. You have the old guard who will dig their heels in, like everything else. But if we're not trusted in our communities when we interact with people, it's not gonna work. It's hard enough when things are going good, let alone when things are going bad. To effectively address crime, we have to rebuild trust. So, we endorse lawmakers that recognize the importance in enacting legislation that provides better police training and advocates for increased death and disability funds for those officers killed or injured on the job. The demands have never been greater on law enforcement and other first responders to keep pace with changes in the profession and in the environments where they serve. Whether it's crash reconstruction, forensic crime scene investigation, or police weapons and tactics training, law enforcement and private security professionals require the latest technology and instructional techniques available.
Thanks again for visiting our website, and when you get a chance, thank someone you see in uniform. Remember, our laws protect our individual rights and freedoms, so we thank you in advance for supporting the Police and Troopers Support PAC.